The next president is going to have to deal with some thorny privacy issues, as in the federal government spying on American citizens, among those issues. One journalist who's been on top of that story for nearly two decades is James Bamford. His first book on the National Security Agency was The Puzzle Palace. The revelations almost landed him in court from that book. His latest book is The Shadow Factory, released this month, and it reports on the agency's intelligence failures leading up to 9/11, and in excruciating detail lays out the enormous amount of information the NSA collects and its relationship with private companies, some of them foreign, which are eavesdropping on millions. James Bamford joins us now from Washington. Good morning, James.
Good morning.
Okay, so my dad lives in the Midwest, and he has a very unusual last name, like mine. It's Udoji. What do you think the chances are that the NSA may have peeked at one of his emails or listened to one of his telephone calls?
Well, it's actually fairly good, because the NSA has hardwired itself into the domestic communication system. So most everything that goes through the email system in the U.S. at one point or another passes through an NSA a gate, basically, an NSA filter that the NSA has built into the internet system. And also on telephone calls, they've been the thing that really surprised me in doing the book was that they have been eavesdropping on Americans talking to Americans overseas, Americans talking to their families back home and so forth, and even recording and transcribing, you know, intimate bedroom type conversations. So it's become far more pervasive than I even imagined.
I don't think that's going to make him feel too terribly comfortable. But do you think that there is anyone in the government or in intelligence who knows exactly how many Americans are being spied on and without court oversight, and where that information is?
Well, Congress apparently didn't know, since they were taken completely by surprise by the information that came from the whistleblowers that spoke to me for my book, and the Senate Intelligence Committee and Senate Judiciary Committee have called for investigations, so Congress obviously didn't know. I would assume that the director of the National Security Agency would know, but beyond that, there are probably very, very few people in the country that have any idea, since this is the most secret agency in the entire country.
In Shadow Factory, you describe an organization that is just so huge, it can't possibly sift through all of the information it collects. You describe it outsourcing to some foreign companies with uncertain origins. I guess that's one way of saying it.
Well, that was really a shock to me, was the fact that not only is this the government doing this, they're outsourcing it to private companies, even putting ads in newspapers asking for people who have experienced eavesdroppers to come to work for this company and then do contracts for the government. The problem is, you mentioned, there is just too much information out there to handle, and they've had to expand enormously and contract out to private companies.
So this is because of the size of the information. It's just overwhelming. They have to basically hire anybody in the world.
Well, they have to do two things. They have to find computerized way to filter out the information they want, and that's easier for data communications like emails and so forth. But on phone calls, you really got to have somebody actually listening to them, and those are some of the people I interviewed were some of the people who actually had their earphones on and listening to the conversation. So,
I mean, James, what is an experienced eavesdropper? What kind of qualification gets you that job?
Well, first of all, they have to have an enormously high security clearance, this top secret code word clearance. And then the basic experience is to be a linguist. For one thing, these are the people I spoke to were Arabic linguists, and to basically be able to transcribe a phone call as you're listening to it.
Well, Jim, do you want to say hi to any of your sources as you're talking to us, since they're probably listening?
Well, when I did my first book, The Puzzle Palace, when I did a Freedom of Information Act request to NSA, they actually did have transcripts of all the radio shows I was on, so I wouldn't be very surprised.
At least they were public. But I really have one basic question. Given the enormity of the information, do you have any, can you quantify that? But given that it's just an enormous amount of information, how in the world can this be preventative? How do they scale it down to, in some way, so that they can actually try to catch something?
Well, that was one of the complaints that the actual eavesdroppers, what they're called is intercept operators, said to me, was that all the time we're listening to innocent Americans talking to innocent Americans, we're wasting our time not listening to potential terrorists. But in terms of keeping that information and storing it, it's so much information now that they're building this enormous new data storage warehouse in Texas now that's going to be almost the size of the Alamo Dome, because they've run out of space at their headquarters to store all this. So when they deregulated eavesdropping, which is what they did soon after 9/11, the Bush administration's warrantless eavesdropping, that's what happens. You're just flooded with information, and as a result of that, it's almost as bad as not having the information in the first place.
James, we could talk to you forever about this, but very quickly, I mean, we didn't even get to telecommunication companies and all of those other issues, but very quickly, how important is this issue going to be for the next president?
Well, it's an enormous issue, just a very great issue, because everybody's communicating more and more every day with cell phones, email, faxes, instant mail, and if there's one agency out there that's unregulated that has access to it all, I think that's a problem for everybody, and it's one that the new president really should tackle very early on.
James Bamford, we can't thank you enough for joining us. His new book, The Shadow Factory, describes in stunning detail the National Security Agency's eavesdropping operations.
And we're always on at thetakeaway.org and at the NSA. You can join the conversation online and catch up with us on iTunes. And we're talking about how you ride through economic times, how you change your spending habits, or how you aren't. 877-8-MY-TAKE is how to get in touch with us. What's your stimulus package?
You get basically a quarter or two sugar high, and then the economy slacks off again.
With today's takeaway, that's University of Maryland economist Peter Morici.
Who is originally from New York City, Queens, to be exact.
And who is the internist of America, we discovered this
morning. Yes, he had some prescriptions for our good health, our economic good health. I'm Adora Udoja.
And I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.